Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nakia. How may I assist you today?
Hi, I have received a shipment today, or actually, two shipments, two different boxes, but both of them contained an Enterprise D dedication plaque, and I was not sure why I received two of the same thing. And second,
okay, I'm going to need your name and address.
My name is Sean, S-E-A-N, Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T.
Address?
18032 Lafayette Drive, Olney, Maryland, 20832.
Which account are you calling in regards to? Because I see an eShop order and Star Trek Starship Collection.
The Star Trek Starship Collection?
All right. I don't have all the details pulled up from what I can see. Their last billing date should have been 5/31. Now that I will have your account pulled up momentarily, can you repeat your concern?
Well, I have two different concerns. I received two different Star Trek Enterprise D dedication plaques that were the same.
So that sounds like a specialty item. So first, let me look into that. Were you billed for them?
No, they're supposed to be free as part of the subscription, I thought.
All right. So looking at the specialty part, the last three specialty items have been skipped. The one that's pending is Space Nine Special Edition with the Matching Magazine. That's scheduled to be withdrawn on the 18th. Before I proceed forward, did you want that item? Did you also want to skip that?
Huh? What?
Deep Space Nine is a special edition, a.k.a. the specialty part of your account. It's scheduled to be withdrawn from your account on the 18th. Did you want that, or did you also want to skip that item?
I want that. But
you want the Deep Space Nine?
Yeah.
Special edition. Okay, let me notate this part, and I can move on to your primary account.
But these things, the dedication plaques, weren't special edition things. They're freebie things.
Correct, but I just can only address one part of your account, and I access the specialty part first because it's pending. Moving on to the primary account, I will be able to see the details momentarily. All right. Thank you for your patience. So, based upon what I can see prior to anything else, is that as of May the 31st, 2021, you should have received ships number 37 and 34 with the Matching Magazine, and then the USS Enterprise dedication plaque, which is a free gift. So in regards to the free gift, which is the dedication plaque, is the same one that you received previously?
Well, the shipment just prior to that should have been, I received an email that said I would be receiving one thing, and it was one free gift that hadn't appeared previously. And so both that one and this last shipment, both of those shipments arrived today at the same time, and both of them contained an Enterprise D dedication plaque, the same one.
All right. So with the last shipment with your primary account took place March the 16th, and there was an IOU for the future Enterprise D. Now, it possibly would have been an era when they were able to, it is possibly back in stock. So here nor there, I will reship out the future Enterprise D if it's ready to ship out, because it was an IOU back in March. Pretty sure it's in stock now, so when I do this, it'll ship out on its own. It's a free item, and once it does, tracking information will be provided to you with the invoice that should reflect zero with the item included. But outside of that, though, you're supposed to be billed again on the 21st for your next shipment.
Yeah. Okay.
So let me go through and There was an IOU for, let me go back and see what it was. Future Enterprise D. Hold on. Sorry, because I have to wait for all of your previous orders to generate. It shouldn't take long. While it's doing that, I'm going to place you on a brief hold. I can easily reship out if the IOU was the item. You know, in your case, you received a dupe. Long story short, you're not required to return it. You would just have a dupe of the dedication plaque. If the IOU was supposed to have been included within that shipment, you know, as the IOU item, I can reship it. If it doesn't allow me to reship it, then that just means that the system identifies that it's still pending and it could be possibly out of stock, but I won't confirm anything until I return. So allow me one moment, please.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your patience. So because I wasn't able to view or see that item as a reship, which means that I then went ahead when I had you on hold to view any pending IOUs. And what generated says Future Enterprise D, which I confirmed, it has been added and it's been requested and aware of, aka out of stock since March the 16th. Now, because you have a dupe, again, you're not needing to return it, but in as of your most recent shipment, was there any errors or anything missing? Because it was supposed to be a USS Enterprise dedication plaque included with that one, for sure.
Yeah, that's the other issue, is that item 34, the Vulcan Serac class, arrived
34.
Damaged.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, I wish I would have asked that before because it takes a moment, but it's okay. I reshape it out to you.
It's got a long straight part and a ring, and they arrived broken.
Okay, I was about to say, was it just damaged or broken? But you said damaged / broken, so it's fine. Because it's kind of recent, it shouldn't take too long for it to generate in my system, but either way, I'm going to place you on hold just to reship out that item. Now, luckily, if you're not aware or if you haven't noticed, our system has updated. We have a new warehouse and a new carrier. So now, instead of our billing and shipping days only taking place on Tuesdays and Fridays, it's now Monday through Friday. So as soon as I'm able to confirm the reship, it could possibly go out as early as tomorrow, which is Wednesday, or Thursday. Either way, as soon as it does ship out, the tracking will be provided. So, hold on. Trying to find it. And you said it was item number 34, correct?
Yeah, the Vulcan Serac class.
And the magazine was intact, so I only need to reship out the item, correct?
Only the item. The magazine is fine.
Got it. All right. I'm placing in the brief hold just to confirm the reship. And once I return, I think I already provided you with your next shipment date. But either way, I'll confirm all of the details once everything is updated. Allow me one moment. All right. Thank you so much for your patience. I've notated your account, which confirms that the reship for item number 034C will be or has been submitted successfully. Your next billing date is naturally set for the 21st of this month for your next two items. I've notated your account. Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
Well, this one that last that just arrived was the 12th and supposedly final shipment of the first year. So I assume the next shipment would be part of another year. Do I need to reauthorize another charge for the year or what?
No. What I can do is because I'm not familiar with Star Trek, to be honest, if the system allows me to view what's included within the next shipment, if for whatever reason it's not a ship that you want, and I will say this as well, because I know that with Star Trek, there is an option for a one-time purchase via eShop, and I do know with all of our subscriptions, you have an option to skip what you do not want or need. Sorry, I hear static. Hold on. I think it's off of my end. Is that... Do you no longer hear static as well?
I don't hear any static now.
It was on my end. Okay. Sorry about that. If I'm able to review the next shipment, I can provide you, because that would be technically shipment number 13. But because I'm not as familiar with Star Trek Starships Collection, if the system generates what's next, I can provide you with that. And if not, outside of confirming that if there were to be another shipment, you will be scheduled to be billed again on the 21st. But again, I'm still waiting. I can't do anything at this point. So hold on. Oh, okay. It let me do it. All right. Thank you for your patience. So it's showing as shipments number 54 and 57. And that's a Steam Runner class and the Romulan Bird of Prey. And then on outside of Bird of Prey, it says 2260. So 2260s is what it's showing as your next shipment as of the 21st, what you'll be billed for.
Yeah, well, my question was, I only actually got billed once a year for actual paying purposes. And that year was up after the set I just received. So did I need to give permission to bill for them to send another year's worth it at a time, or?
One moment. I'm just going to send your information to be reviewed because, again, I'm not as familiar. So if you paid in advance, which it sounds like you have a balance. Well, something was shipped. Well, I'm not sure because it's showing 531. Okay, so either way, it's a balance of 384. I'm not sure if it's because certain items are just still needing to be shipped out to you and it's going to slowly, you know, go down and trickle to zero. I'm already providing you from what information that I was able to see. So one moment, please. I'm going to send your concern over to see if someone could look into this for me.
All right,
so hold on. Let me do that first, and then I'll place you on hold. The calls aren't as bad. However, the response time, I would say max 30 seconds to a minute. If it's beyond a minute and I haven't received a response, I'm going to check back in with you. So please excuse a moment of silence. One moment, please.
All right.
All right, thank you so much for your patience. Now, from what I've gathered, I may have worded the concern wrong because again, this is my first time dealing with this type of issue, but I stated bulk because you were basically saying that the first half was completed. So I need the right terminology. When you initially placed your order, did you place your order to receive a certain amount at one time to be billed for it, and it was supposed to be delivered at one time, or you're supposed to receive them periodically?
When I placed the order, it was for a subscription that was supposed to last 1 year, to receive two shifts every month plus whatever other benefits. Now that 1 year will be up. This was the last shipment of that 1 year period. And what I want to know is, will it just renew automatically, or do I need to give permission for them to charge my credit card again for another year subscription?
Got it. Okay, one moment. Question. That's an auto renewal, so they want to know now, did you want to renew it? And if not, we can proceed forward. But I need to at least inform them of your concern. Well, your response.
Yes, I want to renew it. Yes, I do.
Okay. So prior to me saying yes, an extension to what she wanted to know initially is if you wanted to renew or not. Her response was, there is no billing date. It ships out against the credit. So on my end, the date that I provided you with is the next day that you're supposed to be, your merchandise in your case is supposed to be sent to the warehouse. But hold on. All right, I received a response. One moment. And it is confirmed that you want to renew. So instead of me placing you on hold, because she's responding pretty fast, so it shouldn't take long. Oh, she responded. She said, okay, you should be all good. There's no need for you to verify anything. The next time you're billed, it'll be followed by email providing you with the invoice and tracking information.
All right.
Okay, anything else I can assist you with?
No.
All right, well, thank you so much again for your patience. Thank you so much for calling Eagle Moss. Enjoy your day.
Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Goodbye.